$37.47. That's how much the average American pays extra per month because of inflation that, as of this morning, is now running at 3.5%, the lowest reading since early 2024, and better than every major forecast. But here's the thing. On the same day that number drops, Iranian missiles are striking tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. has bombed the perimeter of a nuclear plant in Bushehr, and a new Iranian supreme leader is vowing revenge while Trump threatens to, quote, decimate the country. The economy may be cooling. The world is not. I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Welcome to Intelligix, your comprehensive daily current events briefing for Wednesday, July 15th, 2026.
And I'm Sarah Chen. Marcus, you buried the lead and surfaced it at the same time. Because that tension between a recovering domestic economy and a genuinely dangerous geopolitical moment in the Persian Gulf is exactly the story threading through everything today. We have a full slate. The death of Senator Lindsey Graham and what his passing means for the Senate balance of power. DeepSeek racing toward a mainland China IPO at a $71 billion valuation. OpenAI's first hardware product turning out to be a screenless smart speaker with cameras, and Apple immediately suing over alleged trade secret theft connected to that very device. We have Elon Musk facing a criminal referral in Wisconsin over voter bribery allegations. 9 European nations forming a missile defense coalition with Ukraine while Macron delivers one of the starkest warnings of his presidency. Big banks absolutely crushing earnings expectations. Spain punching through to the World Cup final. And a cyclospora outbreak traced to lettuce spreading across 31 states.
There's more threading through today than just that inflation number, Sarah. The DOJ is subpoenaing 4 New York Times journalists. The New York Times is countersuing the EEOC. A federal judge voided a $1.776 billion IRS settlement that would have shielded Trump and his family from audits. And Trump is preparing a primetime address Thursday night where he plans to claim declassified intel shows foreign interference in the 2020 election. ICE has suspended most vehicle stops following fatal shootings in Maine and Texas. 12 states are suing to block the Paramount Warner Bros. Discovery merger. Cuba's power grid has collapsed for the third time in 9 days, and a pub fire in Bangkok has killed at least 27 people.
We have a genuinely dense episode today. Every segment stands alone. If you want to share just the Iran Gulf crisis breakdown, or just the AI hardware battle between Apple and OpenAI, those are complete self-contained discussions you can send to anyone. But if you want the full picture of where the world is on July 15th, 2026. Stay with us through all 10 segments. Let's get into it.